Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When was the last time you just started dancing?
1989, when I was watching The Little Mermaid at my friend Jeff's house.
Oh, yeah? You were triggered by something in there you didn't even...
Under the Sea. It's a very embarrassing memory.
I understand that. It happens.
Try and get past it.
Sometimes I'll just start dancing. I've done that before. If a good song comes on that I really like, I might do that.
How long does that last, Hot Wings, when you start really dancing?
Couple you do minutes, more than maybe. Just toe tapping and head bobbing?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm. It's usually if I'm trying to get something done or if I'm trying to be funny for the kids and I'll do my, silly dad dances. But
That's different.
But sometimes by myself I will, but not for long, usually.
No.
Well, there was a thing called dancing mania. Rachel has heard of it. And it's not, that seems like something that you'd go, oh, I bet that was the 70s. It's like the follow up to the cusp of disco or something.
It does seem like ending in mania was around that time.
It was the 70s, the 1370s.
1370s?
Dancing mania, also known as dancing plague, St. John's dance. Tarantism, or St. Vitus's dance.
Oh, I've heard of St. Vitus's dance.
Social phenomenon that occurred primarily in mainland Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. It involved groups of people who would, strangely, commence dancing erratically, sometimes thousands of people at a time.
Oh my God! Like a flash mob?
Kind of.
The origins of flash mobbing.
Oh,
which,
this is cool.
It's not.
The mania affected adults and children alike, who would dance until
they died,
oftentimes collapsed from exhaustion and injuries, and sometimes death.
Yeah, it was really easy to die back then.
Wow, well, that's true. I mean, it was. Yeah, they were a pretty weak bunch.
This took an unexpected turn.
It did, right?
Were they trying to win a car?
There was no car, I don't even think those were around yet in the 1300s.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, though, those competitions where it's like, who can kiss the car the longest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep your hand on it.
Yeah, keep your hand on the car. You can win it. Whoever can do it the longest.
I would do that.
Would you dance until you died for a car, Steve?
It depends on what kind of car. Yeah. Like a Toyota Tercel, probably not.
Would you drink water until you died for a Wii?
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, one of my favorite ones where they did that hands on the Honda or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you have to, everybody puts a hand on there and the last person with a hand on wins. And I think they were on like day 6 or 7 and there were two people left. And one person, a guy had his left hand on and his opponent had his right hand on. And they're both exhausted and dying. And the guy with his left hand comes up with an idea and he said, you know what? I give up. I can't do it anymore, man. Congratulations. You won. And the other guy goes, yeah, takes his right hand off and shakes his hand, and his left hand was still on there. So he duped him out of a car after 7 days.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And the cops had to be called.
It took him 7 days to come up with that idea.
It is brilliant, though.
I wonder if he had thought of it and been like, oh, I got to save that till this guy's really weary because I only get one chance at this.
Probably.
It's not like you can go, hey, man, I'm serious this time. Shake my hand.
Yeah.
Shake my hand. But yeah, the other guy wanted to murder him for tricking him. Oh, you cheated.
I'm sure.
Well, not really.
Well, no, he tricked you.
Yeah. You're stupid. He duped you.
Yeah. So anyway, back to.
I mean, the rules were simple. You should know. You've been doing it for a week.
Your hand was not on the car, and that is it. Mm. Game over.
Dance mania. The first notable and recorded event was in 1374, and then for some reason it quickly spread through Europe, even though it worked out pretty bad. Affecting thousands of people across several centuries, dancing mania was not an isolated event, and it is well documented in reports that are accepted as the truth. Still poorly understood, however, remedies were based on guesswork. How can you remedy something like that? It's not real, right? I mean,
yeah, but I mean, doctors were wizards in those times.
That's true. Well, try bleeding them.
Yeah.
Often musicians accompanied the dancers due to the belief that the music would treat the mania, but this tactic backfired more often by encouraging more people to join in.
Who could have ever seen that coming?
Yeah, okay. So the ones that weren't affected then were anyway, because it's a party.
Several theories proposed as far as why this dancing mania started, lasted for several centuries, and then went away.
Because life was so boring.
Maybe. That's probably it. It said religious cults being behind processions to people dancing to relieve themselves of stress and put the poverty of the period out of their minds. Those are two unrelated, but that's the range.
Yeah, a lot of things were happening.
They say it might have been a mass psychogenic illness in which symptoms with no known physical cause are observed to affect a group of people as a form of social influence. One of the earliest ones, now the most notable one that's recorded the most often was in 1374, but there's notes of one in the 1020s where at a Christmas Eve church service, 18 peasants began singing and dancing around the church and continued until two passed away and the rest were exhausted.
That is so insane.
Wow.
To think about.
I wonder if these are some of the first people that found magic mushrooms.
They had brain worms,
or,
I think.
You know, they found Parasites. Whatever you could, you know, drink in cacti and get all crazy, and they just overdid it. And everybody calls it dancing mania, but really it was a first time experience with that.
They were
heavy
just raving.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were raving mad. Yeah.
Some people say that this is where the legend of the Pied Piper started, with the children following the Pied Piper, as it probably traces back to one of these events where somebody was playing music and everybody was dancing and going bonkers.
And that eventually led us to the greatest penis joke that has ever been come up with from Silicon Valley. So thank you, Dancing Mania. And
I don't know what that was, but
you don't. You didn't watch that show?
Some of it.
Oh, they had Princeton scientists come up with a D joke. It's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
That does seem vaguely familiar. Another incident, 1278, involved about 200 people dancing on a bridge, resulting in the bridge's collapse.
Oh, my God.
Most survivors restored to full health. Other outbreaks began. Cologne, Flanders, Franconia, Hainaut.
And full health means they just died a couple of days later.
We're back to
from
just
one
having
of a billion things.
Dysentery or whatever. One of the biggest outbreaks occurred in July of 1518 in Strasbourg, where a woman began dancing in the street in between, now this is, you know, obviously questionable reporting, fake news, 50 to 400 people joined in. So somewhere between 50 and 400.
Okay, I mean, counting wasn't a big thing back then.
People didn't know they were keeping
track. No.
Further incidents occurred. It says several women who annually visit the chapel of St. Vitus in Treffelhausen dance madly all day and all night until they collapse in ecstasy. In this way, they come to be themselves again and feel little or nothing until the next May, when they are again forced around St. Vitus Day to betake themselves to that place where one of the women is said to have danced every year for the past 20 years, and another for a full 32 years.
So some people can't handle it for a day. Some people have mania for 20 years.
Annually.
Dance mania. Yeah.
It says that it was believed for a while that all of the dance maniacs were foreigners. That was what people believed.
They
believed that, that's the foreigners.
Oh,
that's not
somebody
here.
From here.
It is the perfect explanation for anything bad in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, according to some,
the dancers
the foreigners.
Would wear strange, colorful attire and hold wooden sticks.
Mm. Like swords, canes, wands.
Some people blame hypnotism, which was a new fad in the area, and people believed that they were being hypnotized to dance. Bartholomew notes that some of the people with dance mania would parade around naked and make obscene gestures.
Now we're talking.
Yes. Now it sounds like some of these festivals, Kelly saw.
I mean, these guys were all just, you know, they were just wasted on port or grog or something. And
or just bad bread.
It's not much different than now. people lose their minds. They get drunk. Their clothes come off. They dance around. The next day, they regret it. Some of them die.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
Now, in Italy, this is referred to as tarantism because victims were said to have been poisoned by a tarantula or scorpion. They would dance and dance and dance. Dancers would perform a tarantella accompanied by music, which would eventually cure the victim, at least temporarily, which usually involved them falling down exhausted and then waking up no longer interested in dancing.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful side effect, though, if you got bit by something super poisonous that you would just dance until you died.
I mean, it'd be a lot better than
it didn't
like,
cripple your whole body and make you all like contorted in weird ways.
Where
and
your brain
instead
stayed.
You just like did the Macarena for an hour and then
that'd
died.
Be better than your brain staying completely aware
probably, yeah.
while your body died on the inside, but you couldn't tell anyone. There's another popular theory that all of the outbreaks were staged on social media and made to appear like a flash mob. It says on Wikipedia, so that's got to be legit.
Oh yeah, yeah,
on social media.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.